Well, the American presidential election is taking place today, and many analysts describe it as one of the most important elections in their country's history. The world will be watching to see whether there will be another term for U.S. President Donald Trump or whether he will lose to Democrat Joe Biden. The question is, what is at stake for Africa and South Africa, if anything at all? Joining us now on the line, we have political analyst Dr. Ntsikelelo Benjamin Breakfast. Dr. Breakfast, thank you so much for your time once again. Good morning. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you very much, sir, for having me.
Will it make any difference whether Trump wins or Biden does for Africa and South Africa?
Of course, it would. First of all, it must be borne in mind that America is regarded as the founding father of a democracy. So it is seen as an example of a democracy that other countries on a global scale can look up to, despite the fact that there have been ups and downs there. Also, South Africa has a long-standing relationship with the U.S. America is one of our large trading partners. So I think as a country, we do have a strategic interest in those democratic outcomes. I think during the duration of Trump's administration, there has not been a commitment to the development of the African continent. I might be wrong, but I don't remember Donald Trump setting his foot in South Africa to physically, you know, engage with our president, except maybe on other, you know, multilateral platforms. Also, Trump has been very, protective of his market. The war that you know broke out, not literally, between the U.S. and China, the trade war, it has had a negative spillover effect on the performance of our economy. It has affected, you know, negatively our GDP. So, all in all, what I'm saying is that those elections are of paramount importance to us.
Now, you mentioned issues which some would categorize as PR issues. So Donald Trump makes ridiculous statements when he refers to Africa. He's very derogatory in the kind of language that he uses when he talks about the continent. He never visited the continent, as you correctly state. But in terms of the economic conditions on the continent, has it actually worsened in the last 4 years under Trump? Joe Biden will definitely speak a better language when it comes to the continent. He may visit here, but are the policies of the country not entrenched? Is the system not entrenched that irrespective of who's in the White House, it does not significantly change?
I do understand that, because now you're talking about the world order. But I think the economic reforms will also go a long way in terms of doing away or reducing the magnitude of poverty, instead of the posture that Trump has projected. Because, I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't expect any president that will ascend to power in the U.S. To totally overhaul the world order in terms of the dominance of market fundamentalism or neoliberalism and so on. So that is not going to happen. But I think those incremental changes can be brought about by a progressive leader. So, I mean, personally, I would say that the kind of office of Trump has not been good to us. But at the same time, also, I cannot attribute all our failures to Trump. I mean, you kind of have a situation where a counselor steals money, then you blame Trump. So also, we do have other institutional factors like corruption and so on.
Is it not ironic? You mentioned up front that America is the first, the founding father of democracy, if you want to call it that way. But if you look at Trump's recent utterances, he put some of the African despots and dictators to shame. He's undermining the results of the election even before the results have been counted, or the votes have been counted. He seems to be wanting to incite his supporters to rebel if the results don't go his way.
No, I agree. That's a good point. But, I'm a realist. I believe that states are driven by, at the same time, national interests, and the same goes to the U.S. Politics is about how to outmaneuver others, and if you look at the foreign policy of the U.S., they use the military as the extension of foreign policy in terms of advancing their agenda with regard to democratization and regime change, and also sometimes supporting leaders who are undemocratic. So I understand those contradictions.
Dr. Ntshikelelo Benzelman, breakfast, thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure speaking to you.
You're welcome, sir. All the best.
Have a great day. Go well.
Thanks.